This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, September 3rd. God's word for you today is His elect. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4 to 5, and it says, "For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will guard you, though you have not known me." Romans chapter 9, verse 10 to 16 says, "This son was our ancestor Isaac. When he married Rebekah, she gave birth to twins. But before they were born, before they had done anything good or bad, she received a message from God. This message shows that God chooses people according to his own purposes. He calls people, but not according to their good or bad works." She was told, "Your older son will serve your younger son." In the words of the scriptures, "I loved Jacob, but I rejected Esau." Are you saying then that God was unfair? Of course not. For God said to Moses, "I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose." So it is God who decides to show mercy. We can neither choose it nor work for it. Why? These children had not been born or even sinned yet. They had not told any lies, and nobody has broken anybody's toy. So why? God chooses people according to his own purposes. He calls people, but not according to their good or bad works. The fallacy is that if I do enough good, God will like me. The truth is that God loves you already. Do you understand? But God chooses people based on his own purposes and his own counsel. Maybe because I need to pray 15 hours a day. If I pray 15 hours a day, then I can have the anointing that Brother X has. Brother X probably prays for 30 minutes a day. And if you pray for 15 hours a day, you still would not have it because it pleases God. When I read these scriptures, I see myself as Jacob that God loved. But I feel some people reading these are struggling. Is it that God can reject me? You need to get rid of that thought. If you are in Christ, you have been accepted already in Christ, in God. But if you are not yet in Christ, the choice is yours. You can come into Christ even right now. But are we saying that God is unfair? These boys were not born yet, but God said, "I don't want this one, I want this one." Isn't God unfair? And even showing partiality, God does not seek to be fair. God is just. His judgments are just. This means that if you check, God was right even before they were born. He knew the choices they were going to make. God said to Moses, "I will show mercy to anyone I choose." You should see yourself as the recipient of God's mercy. God chooses because he is God, and nobody can arrest him. So it is God who decides to show mercy. We can neither choose it nor work for it. Let us pray. Father, I thank you because you have chosen me as a recipient of your mercy and according to your purposes. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.